Hello and officially welcome to our Wednesday night Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy Venner and I'll be your moderator tonight. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, who's a nutritional expert and author. Dave, welcome. Are you with us on the line?
I certainly am, yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining in with us tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the immune system and a product that we put together called Immunimax here at Purium Health Products. And so many of us are walking around today in fear because every time we turn on the news, we hear about swine flu. We hear about vaccinations that have come out, but that local authorities or local doctor's office don't have enough. So even if you want to get vaccinated, you can't half the time. And we hear pretty much daily about deaths, how many people have died this season from the swine flu. And interestingly enough, The numbers are very scary, but what they're not telling us is that these numbers are very similar to what happened on a yearly basis with the seasonal flu. So it seems like there's a bit of a media frenzy going on right now, but it is something very, very serious. We need to make sure that our immune system is not weakened, that our immune system is at the ready. So if you have things like lingering colds and flus, you just can't get over that runny nose or that sore throat. If you have something like skin problems or allergies, that could be a sign of a weakened immune system as well. And something that you may not ever think about or associate with a weakened immune system, like digestive problems, say acid reflux or even IBS or inflammatory bowel disease. Those are signs and symptoms of a weakened immune system. So if you suffer from any of those kind of conditions, or if you just want to have your immune system at the ready, we are going to share with you tonight some great information that you do not want to miss. So welcome, Dave. I know that you have an opinion on this whole subject. I know that you think what's going on in the media is just absolutely crazy, and we want to give people some good information that they can take, apply it to themselves and their family, and make informed decisions. Because, again, we are not doctors here. Dave and I don't claim to be doctors. We are not giving medical advice. We are just giving information that we have researched to help you make better informed decisions about your own health and the health of your family.
Definitely. Well, I think that, and by the way, thank you, and thank you for being here with us. I want to welcome everybody who's taking time out of their busy schedule to really educate themselves and to become what I think is one of the caretakers, the people who have the knowledge. And when those who do not have knowledge and they're blinded by ignorance, and in the Bible it says, "My people suffer for lack of knowledge." And so what we're trying to do is stop suffering by spreading knowledge. And that's a pretty simple concept. And so it's as, you know, they tell people to wash their hands. That's knowledge. If people didn't learn to wash their hands and they just carried germs on their hands and then put their hands near their mouths, then that would just be a continuation of ignorance. And so any time that you could learn something that will change, you know, your probability or your exposure to risk, when you can reduce that risk through knowledge, and that's what Amy and I are trying to do. We're trying to help you reduce your risk so that you could live that long life free from disease that we believe we all are, you know, it's our birthright. And so many people don't know that your immune system actually could kill you. And so many of the products out on the market, they're talking about boost your immune system, you know, boost your immune system. Well, boosting your immune system is not necessarily what you want to do. In fact, what you really want to do is enhance your immune system. You want to keep your immune system in the ready position so that in the event that it's needed, it acts very quickly as a rapid response to the stress that your body may encounter, meaning a virus, some type of infection from a protozoa, perhaps it is influenza, perhaps it is, you know, a bacteria. But regardless, any time your body comes under attack, the rate at which your body responds is very important. Let's say that something is growing at a rate of double each day, and if you wait 5 days for your immune system to respond, it will have grown a factor of 10 before your immune system responds. If your immune system responds on day one, then your likelihood of suppressing that virus, suppressing that bacteria, resisting that protozoa infection, whatever it might be, is far greater. And so building your immune system is not exciting your immune system. It's not raising up your immunity. It is simply getting your immune system in the ready position and making sure that when it does act, that it has all of the tools to do the job completely, and then making sure it doesn't run out of energy, that it could actually finish the job and leave your body in a very healthy state. When any of those fails to happen, when you don't respond quickly, then the replication of the infection grows. When you fail to finish the job, when you don't have enough raw material, enough immune function, then you simply have it come back even stronger. It never completely is suppressed, and so it will come back, and it will be even stronger when it comes back the second time. And this has happened to all of us when we've gotten sick. We thought that we were almost better, and all of a sudden we got even sicker. And then the final thing, of course, is when we never completely recover, and so the next time that our body comes under stress, it is, we never rose up back to our original state of good health. And so the next time we are in a state of ill health, the low is even lower because we never got back to our original high. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. And let me just add that, like, stress, fatigue, and then, like what you said, like being sick causes our natural immune response to become weakened and leaves us, like, really vulnerable. And who's not under stress these days? Even if you just turn on the news and hear all these people that are dying, that's pretty stressful right there.
And I want to say, as you said so responsibly, that it's so crazy for any doctor to come out and say, hey, I've got a pill or a nutrient or a vitamin supplement that's going to be just as good or better than a vaccine. I think it's wrong for the government to force vaccines on people whose conscience would prefer that they didn't take them. And further, I believe that it's wrong, in my opinion, for things like Special K and Fruit Loops to start putting on boost your child's immunity on their packaging, when all they've done is added some synthetic vitamins. So this whole idea of immunity is really misunderstood. But a long time ago, we were inspired to create an immune product long before SARS, long before, before the avian flu, long before the swine flu. We knew that immunity was very important, and we created a product called Immunomax. So do you want to tell everybody exactly what this amazing product is? And maybe you could allude to, a good reason they might want to bring that into their natural medicine chest this month.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Immunomax, the product that we put together here at Purium Health Products, is a synergistic combination of the most trusted immune-enhancing herbs and ingredients from various continents and cultures from around the world. It's been used throughout. These ingredients, have been used throughout history. It's an excellent compilation of our favorite immune-supporting foods, and it offers hope to those who need to maximize their natural defenses. We put it in easy-to-swallow capsules, and it's just a really great product that everyone should have in their, kind of arsenal to enhance their immune system, to get yourself at the ready. And as Dave mentioned, we do have this product on special as a helpful way to, as an incentive for you to stock up on it. It's buy one bottle and get the second bottle at half price through the month of November, because this is the time we're definitely in that cold and flu season, and we can't afford to be missing work. We can't afford to be missing school. And we, by taking this product, you keep your immune system at the ready without burning it out, without keeping it so, boosted or overstimulated that it's going to be hurting you.
Absolutely. And, you're absolutely, I'm definitely, definitely.
Don't use my word.
Absolutely, Amy, and definitely Dave here to entertain you on each and every Wednesday. The truth of the matter is that every ancient culture had discovered herbs, plants, extracts, something in their environment that they could use. And over the centuries, over thousands of years, these superstars of immune-boosting plants emerged from the African continent, you know, from the European continent, from the Asian continent, and even from the Australian continent and South America. We have chosen herbs that are truly the most revered herbs in ancient culture. We have brought them into a modern form with a modern quality control and, of course, the science to back it up. And why don't you tell people about some of these amazing ingredients?
Well, let me just list them real quick, and then we're going to go into a little bit more detail in a moment. We've chosen aloe vera in a 200-time concentration. We've chosen an ingredient called arabinogalactin, or AG3, green tea extract, colostrum, an herb, an amazing herb called self-heal is its common name, another amazing herb called astragalus, and a third absolutely amazing herb called cat's claw or uno de gato, you may have heard it referred to as. So why don't you tell people, you mentioned briefly, you know, why we offer it, but it's just, it's a synergistic, again, we do everything here at Purium Health Products when we can in a synergistic way. We believe that when things are in combination, that the combination of those things is greater than all those things taken individually. So that's something that you'll see all of our formulas that we put together are synergistically combined, you know, to maximize the effect of those ingredients.
Definitely. If you've ever seen, you know, one person pushing a car, you know, it's not nearly as easy as six people pushing a car. And a lot of times, you know, when you go to, if you were to have like one person try to lift a car, you could only lift one side of it at best. But when you have six people, it maybe a car might be a heavy example, but six people lifting something is lifted from all sides. What we're trying to do is lift your immune system or support your immune system from many different ways, a lot of different hands, you know, helping, as opposed to, you know, one big hammer. And we find that that works best because the immune system is an intricate network. It includes enzymes, white blood cells, hormones, genes, the expression of genes, gastric acids. It includes, of course, stem cells, friendly bacteria, endorphins, neurotransmitters. It includes blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents. And all of these things together are what we call our immune system. And when any, you know, number of things could act to weaken the immune system, because one of the things we're talking about, an enzyme, a white blood cell, a hormone, you know, a friendly bacteria, you know, any number of these things may not be being produced or may be being overproduced by the body. And so what we do is we help the body, we support the body in normalizing each of those systems. And this could, you know, obviously, this type of imbalance is caused by stress, illness, nutrient deficiencies, environmental conditions. And so what we do is we offer hope, you know, to people who worry about their immunity, people who have a compromised immunity, and we give you something that supports your body's natural defense, and it aids in building the immune support that your cells need in order to have the rapid response, in order to have the thorough, you know, reaction, and in order to finish the job. And so, you know, there's really some amazing, you know, there are amazing stories, there are amazing information about each of the ingredients that we've chosen. And I think Amy's prepared some, you know, some tidbits that we'd like to share with you. And do you want to get that ball rolling, Amy?
Yeah, let's get into a little bit more in depth on why we chose the ingredients that we did for the Purium Health Products Immunomax product. And the first one is an absolutely amazing herb or food, if you will. It's called aloe vera, and we found it in a 200x concentration. And aloe vera has an amazing ability to to enhance the immune system because it contains polysaccharides, which research and studies have shown can affect the immune system. And it's also been talked about for hundreds of years. Even Hippocrates, which he's known as the father of medicine, referred to aloe vera as the potted physician. So he very much endorsed the use of aloe vera.
And what many people don't know is that there is a long tradition of herbal healing from virtually every continent. And we know that, you know, in Chinese medicine from the Asian continent, we've heard of Swiss herbs, and we've even talked about Amazonian herbs. But what many people don't know is that the African continent is the home to some amazing immune-boosting herbs, and in fact, aloe vera is the most revered herb from the African continent. But it must be known that out of 1,000 varieties of aloe, only one is known to contain the polysaccharides that have the wide range of healing qualities that we seek when we take aloe vera. And that aloe is called aloe vera barbadensis miller. And so if you're not getting aloe vera barbadensis miller, then you're not getting real aloe. If you're not getting an aloe plant that's over 8 years old, then you're not getting truly healing aloe. And if that aloe is not grown organically, and if the leaves are not harvested from the bottom, and if they're not prepared in such a way as to allow absolutely no green pigment into it, which severely agitates and irritates the stomach lining, that is something called aloin that causes a green color in aloe leaves. You cannot have that in your aloe, and so it takes a very exacting process, very significant knowledge of aloe vera to bring you the very best. And of course, we do that not only in the aloe vera 200X that is in this, means all of the water has been evaporated out and only the valuable polysaccharides are left, or our liquid 40X, which is the most potent liquid aloe available on the planet. Why don't you tell them, though, about the next ingredient, which is also originates from the African continent?
It would be arabinogalactin, and that is actually derived from the larch tree. It has such a long name, it sounds kind of artificial or chemically derived, but it's absolutely not. It's from the larch tree, which is a tree that grows native in Africa. And it's actually been shown that this product is superior to echinacea at enhancing and boosting the immune system. And it's something that can be taken on a daily basis where we know that echinacea cannot, that it's the diminishing returns effect that begins to happen. The more you take echinacea, the less it actually benefits the body. It needs something that you can almost build up a resistance to it, I think is what I'm trying to say. And with arabinogalactin, that is absolutely not the case. Also, the arabinogalactin is great at promoting friendly bacteria. And as we talked about before, you can listen to on our calls or read about on the Advanced Probiotic, pages on the website or the calls where we've talked about it, is that building friendly bacteria in the gut is a wonderful way to boost the immune system. And so the arabinogalactin definitely helps support that friendly bacteria.
Awesome. And as you know, arabinogalactin is one of the main herbs that Magic Johnson used in his recovery from AIDS. And as we said, these amazing foods that have been discovered by ancient cultures are rather impressive. So let's move from the African continent over to Asia.
Well, from the Asian continent and from Chinese and Japanese culture, we have chosen green tea extract, and there's been a lot of research in the last 7 to 10 years about green tea and HIV patients, how it can actually help improve quality of life for HIV patients due to its immune-supporting abilities. There's been studies, there's been articles written in journals about this, and there's a specific chemical in the green tea extract called, oh my gosh, EGCG.
Epigallocatechin.
Yes. A very long word. We'll refer to it as EGCG. And it actually, it's a chemical in the green tea that laboratory tests suggest actually protects our cells. So there's been a lot of empirical evidence how that people that are drinking green tea all the time have better quality of lives, have a healthier, better states of well-being than those that don't. And so there's a lot of epidemiological evidence to support the beneficial effects of green tea.
Definitely. And, you know, I'm just going to jump down since we're in Asia and green tea is a Japanese phenomenon. I didn't mean to say the Asian continent. I meant to say, you know, obviously from the East. But staying in the East, now going on to the continent, perhaps the herb with the longest history and perhaps the most scientific testing because of that long history comes from Chinese medicine. And it's got sort of a funny name, but it is an amazing product.
Well, that would be astragalus, I believe, that you're talking about.
Correct.
And actually, there's a book out there called The Herbal Drugstore by Dr. Linda White, and she actually noted astragalus as the very top choice for overall immune health. So we've picked up on it here in the West, obviously, as well. But this is a root that's been used to promote immune function, and it's definitely used extensively in traditional Chinese medicine. It contains several beneficial compounds that have health-protecting benefits, things like saponins, sterols, isoflavones, and polysaccharides. Are contained in astragalus, and the research shows that they definitely have immunostimulatory properties, that it can actually increase the number of stem cells in the bone marrow and lymph tissue.
Awesome. Well, you know, this when that happens, that encourages the development of active immune cells. And so it appears that astragalus helps trigger immune cells from a resting state into a heightened activity. And one study actually shows that it increased the production of interferon, and gamma interferon is a powerful chemical produced by the body that helps protect us from serious disease. Now, astragalus also enhances the body's production of immunoglobulin, and that stimulates macrophage and helps activate T cells and natural killer cells. Now, immunoglobulin, you might recall, is what we get from colostrum as well. And speaking of colostrum, since we know that immunoglobulin is so very important, we now go to the Australian continent and to New Zealand, where a significant amount of research was done on this first food, if you would, that is referred to as colostrum.
Absolutely, and I want to point out that we only use certified BSE-free colostrum because
that's bovine spongiform encephalitis, which means mad cow, and we guarantee that ours comes from cows that have been tested and are absolutely free from that condition.
Yes, absolutely. So colostrum, their studies have shown that colostrum contains powerful immune factors like immunoglobulins, lactoferrins, and cytokines that work to restore the immune system that may be suppressed. Colostrum can also contain PRP, which is shown in medical studies to enhance an underactive immune system and help balance an overactive immune system. So this is, again, very balancing. It can help your body whether you're being overstimulated by your immune system or it's under active.
As I noted in the Monday Morning Health Minute, when our immune system becomes overactive, our bodies produce far too many white blood cells. White blood cells are inflammatory. They cause inflammation. And those white blood cells cause so much inflammation because of the overreaction of the body that the capillaries, which are the smallest of all veins that allow blood to be carried out to our extremities and feed oxygen and nutrients to our tissue, the inflammation is such that capillaries become choked off. And as such, our bodies suffocate internally And the what is called a cytokine rush is when our immune system reacts so quickly to something called the swine flu or avian flu or any number or AIDS, and we don't actually die from the condition. We die from our immune system, and that's a very, very little known fact, the dirty little secret of immunity. And we only choose immune-modulating herbs, not immune-exciting herbs. And that's what's most important about colostrum, about astragalus, about the green tea and the others. And it is also true of the next amazing ingredient that comes to us from European history, from Swiss herbology. And this is an herb that has been used since the Middle Ages and has now scientifically been proven. And anybody who's ever cut themselves shaving probably knows or has had some experience with this herb.
Absolutely, and the herb you're referring to is called self-heal. And like you said, it's an herb that's been used since the Middle Ages. It was considered one of the very best herbs at wound healing. So it got the name of the carpenter's herb because it was used to treat numerous types of cuts and abrasions that men would get while they were building things when they were working with saws or hammers or things of that nature. Today it's mainly used, or it's used, as Dave said, is it called styptic?
A styptic stick.
Styptic, which can help contract blood vessels or tissues, and it can be used direct on bleeding wounds or also internal for ulcers or even for sore throats. The Chinese use this as well in Chinese medicine, and it's been prescribed for things like conjunctivitis, also for swelling, abscesses, and edema, swelling and water retention. So just a very great product that's been used throughout history. It's mainly known as an antiseptic and antibacterial herb, and it's been known to historically treat a very wide range of conditions.
Amazing, amazing. Really fantastic herb, and for internal bleeding and protecting the body against poisoning, it's a good thing. Now, I also want you to let them know, I think it's the final ingredient, but by no means is it the least important ingredient. In fact, it may be, of all these, it may be my favorite of all. And it has a great name, Una de Gato, but this is an herb that's been used by the Ashaninka tribe in central Peru, and it really has the longest recorded history of any of the South American herbs, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's dated back to the Inca, the Incan Empire, where they used it to treat asthma, inflammation, rheumatism, gastric ulcers, and disorders, in general, boosting the immune system. And it's been used since the early 90s here in, North American culture as actually an adjunctive treatment for AIDS, as well as other diseases that target the immune system. So there's been a lot of research put into that, and there's a lot of promise. You can look up at www.aids.org to check out the research that's been done with cat's claw in conjunction with AIDS patients.
Absolutely, and the history goes back not just to the Ashaninkas, but the Aguarana, the Cashivo, the Canibo, the Shipibo. All of these tribes of Peru have used this for over 2,000 years, and the use has been, well documented, scientifically tested, and of course the stories that come from the people who use it are pretty extraordinary as well. Now, we do recommend that you use this product on a daily basis. I personally have taken up to 18 in a day. I know people who have taken 24 in a day. There is no upper limit to how much you could take, and the only time I've done that is when I knew that everybody in the office or everybody in the environment where I was at, if I was going on a plane and people were coughing and wheezing and sneezing, I knew that my exposure was extremely high. During those times, I would take 6 to 18 a day and sail right through and not have anything really get me down. Can't remember getting sick. So
Absolutely.
That's the way I use it. But how do we recommend that people use it on the label?
Well, on the label, I believe we recommend 6 to 12 capsules daily. Again, I don't necessarily know if it's mentioned on the label, but as you said, like if you feel yourself coming down with something, you can take what's called a loading dose to kind of, you know, get it into your system more quickly. So 6 to 18 a day. And again, these are all natural ingredients. They're food-based, herbal-based, and it is not, it's completely unlike echinacea where there's a diminishing effect. This is completely unlike that, so it is completely safe to take on a daily basis. And again, they are in capsules. This product is you know, easy to swallow, gelatin capsules, and just a great product to have around to especially take during this time of year when your exposure to these viruses and flus and, you know, infections are really high.
I couldn't agree more. Now, people oftentimes ask me, Amy, they're like, okay, well, there's Immunomax and then there's Virasure, and it appears to me as though they're essentially the same thing. And I don't think so. I, in fact, think that they are quite different. Would you like me to take a moment and sort of break that down? Because we do recommend it as a complementary product.
Absolutely. I think that's really important, especially since everyone's really conscious about the flu, which is the rhinovirus, and especially the swine flu that's going around, which, again, is the H1N1 virus.
Exactly. And so what we want to do...
Or the rhinovirus is the cold. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. In other words, you mean influenza. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line is that people are worried. It is cold and flu season, and they're worried about influenza, rhinovirus, H1N1, which is the dominant virus. But as we said, we are not experiencing any huge increase in exposure, cases, or deaths. So we're not trying to get anybody to panic here. But every year and throughout your lifetime, it isn't about cold and flu season. It's about having your immune system and having tools that you could use to help modulate your immune system. And if you suffer from things like herpes, or if you suffer from, you know, shingles, if you have cold sores, if you tend to perhaps have some, even nail fungus or skin issues, I think that many times those do have, many of those obviously do have viral components and viral roots. And when you're dealing with overall boosting immunity, immunity, I think that the Immunomax is a great general thing. When you're dealing with severe cases, I think Immunomax is the best. But when you're dealing with viruses, specifically viruses, Virasure is a combination of foods. It's nothing more than a combination of five foods that have the greatest history and the most supportive scientific evidence that show that they could aid, assist, and support the body in creating that rapid response. And we're talking, again, not a broad and general immune, you know, system like a net that's not going to miss anything. That's what Immunomax is. Virasure is very specific. It's very focused. And the people who have had things like shingles and cold sores and nail fungus or skin issues like, eczema and psoriasis, they tend to do very well with the Virasure. But that's an individual thing. Personally, I've had great success with Immunomax. I don't really know that I'm carrying any recurring viruses. I don't get cold sores, don't have herpes, I don't have shingles. I haven't been exposed to those things. But if you have been exposed to those things, you know it. And you know you've been looking for something. And Virasure is what you've been looking for.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, thanks for that that explanation. And
I'm sorry, I didn't go into it, but it has neem, oil of oregano. It has olive leaf extract and two types of red marine algae. We just did a call on this 1 month ago. It's in the archive system, and believe me, after that call, when people heard about the ingredients and the history and the effectiveness, that the sales of that product went up tenfold. If you learn about it, you're going to love it. You're going to want it in your... what I call, you know, your natural herbal medicine chest. And that's the one that you know isn't a pill, it isn't a pharmaceutical, it's this traditional healing. And we believe that we do it better than anybody.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, to kind of simplify what you said, like the Virasure could be used as your herbal medicine per se, like if you feel yourself coming down with something, where the Immunimax, because it's such a wide wide ranging, should be or could be taken on a daily basis to keep your immune system at the ready, and the Virasure is a little bit more specific if you feel like either you know you already have a virus, if that's been confirmed, or you feel like...
And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Remember, we can't hide from what we're exposed to. A lot of people out there have herpes, and they're like, oh, it must mean, you know, that person, you know, was promiscuous or whatever. No. You could get herpes from a one-time, loving, safe, you know, monogamous relationship. You know, so it isn't like it makes you a bad person. There are people who have been exposed to shingles just by taking a bath in a hotel room. There's people, you know, who have cold sores because they were a teacher or a babysitter. I mean, people have been exposed to viruses, and you need to know that viruses are going to live in your body forever once you've been exposed to them. And so all you could do with the Virasure is when you begin to feel that sort of episode coming on, that outbreak coming on, Virasure is amazing for that. So, but the people who are listening, if you have these types of issues, you know who you are. You know that you've been looking for something, as I said, and I think this is what you've been looking for.
Awesome. Well, the next product that we recommend is, as a complementary product with Immunimax, is the Sea from Nature, which is a special blend of all natural whole food sources of vitamin C.
Definitely, and this is the simplest product that you could ever imagine. We always tell the story of the sailor who has scurvy, and they end up in GNC, and they buy ascorbic acid, and no matter how much ascorbic acid they take, their scurvy never goes away. And the reason why is because scurvy, which is a deficiency of the nutrient vitamin C, is never going to be cured by ascorbic acid, which is not true vitamin C. With C from Nature, what we've done is we've found four different herbs that have been revered throughout history. Nobody knew why they were so dramatically effective at healing the body. And then it turns out, through scientific testing centuries later, that these four herbs are amazingly high in naturally occurring full complex vitamin C. And when Amy and I decided to give people the finest vitamin C that the world had to offer, we called it C from Nature. And it is and will remain the finest whole food source of vitamin C, which I believe we could prove is superior to any other source of supposed vitamin C, this chemical called ascorbic acid that you should not be taking. You should throw it away, in my opinion, and turn to what God and Mother Nature have given you. And this is amazing C from Nature. And if you have scurvy and you take C from Nature, even half of a serving, then that scurvy is going to go away. But if you take 10 servings every day of the synthetic vitamin C, ascorbic acid, it never will. C from Nature, great immune booster, amazing for your skin, for detoxing your liver, for helping fight parasites. Vitamin C is the real deal, and ascorbic acid is not vitamin C.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the third product that we wanted to mention, because we are a green food company, that's where our roots are. We recommend that everyone take a green food on a daily basis. That should be the cornerstone of any nutritional regimen. We have a product called More Greens that is a combination green food. It has vegetables. It has algaes. It also has enzymes and probiotics, as well as some arabinogalactin in it. So it is just a really nice, all-natural blend that we put together and can, you know, fulfill your green food needs as well as give you some immune-enhancing support at the same time.
I want to ask you a question. When you clean your house, what's the last thing you do?
Me personally?
Okay, you cleaned your whole house. And then what do? You got a few bags of trash
sitting
by the door, right?
Yeah,
you got to take out the trash.
Uh-huh.
What if you keep cleaning your house, but you don't take out the trash?
Yeah, it'll just build up, and you'll never get anywhere because you just got all this trash sitting there, and it never looks clean.
What happens is your body could only gather up the waste in the body. That means the dead, decaying bacteria, the viruses that it's cleaned up, that it's killed, that it needs to get rid of. But if you're not eliminating properly, if the pathways toward elimination are in any way inhibited, then all of the immune-boosting, enhancing activity is not going to matter if the pathways toward elimination are inhibited. Now, nothing is going to open up those pathways better than a good green food. Now, we've added a number of herbs in with these: wheatgrass, barleygrass, oatgrass, alfalfa, chlorella, spirulina, broccoli, kale, parsley, you know, cabbage, white ginseng. Activated barley. We put in enzymes and probiotics. We put all these things together, and all of these things' job is to go into your body, clean it up, purge those toxins, gather them up, and move them out of the body, leaving the pathways open so that more waste could come down the highway. But if the highway's, you know, at standstill, nothing gets on the on-ramps, and then your body suffers and your immune system is halted in its tracks. So green foods open up the pathways for oxygen, for alkalinity, so they get rid of, you know, carbon monoxide, they replace with oxygen. They get rid of toxic acids, replace them with alkaline, and they grab all those toxins, they flush them out of the body, and nothing is more important in healing than green food, because green food sets the stage for healing. And unless the stage is set, unless the dinner table's set, nobody eats, and there is no play. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I believe that brings us to the end of our information that we prepared here tonight. I did want to remind everyone that we do have the product that we discussed tonight on special for the entire month of November. If you buy one bottle of Immunimax, and again, there's 180 capsules per bottle, you can get the second bottle at half price. So buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price. That is our monthly special. Go to the website. Check out the information about it. Tell a friend. It's a great special to take advantage of, especially during this time of year when we need to keep our immune system at the ready at all times. So thank you, Dave. Did you have any final comments or information you wanted to share before we go?
Yes, these products only work if you take them.
Yes. Absolutely. I wanted to throw out one more time that Dave and I are certainly not doctors nor proclaiming to be doctors. We are just passing along information that we have researched and that we want to share with you to help you make better informed decisions about your own health and the health of your family. So one last question, Dave. Immunimax, is it safe for children?
Immunomax is safe for children. We never give advice for children under 6 months because that is, pediatrics, and that's a very exclusive realm. So what we do is we recommend that, of course, that you breastfeed, at least for the first year, but anytime after the first year, you could use our products in conjunction with reasonable dosage, reasonable dosing. If you weigh 150 pounds and your child weighs 20 pounds, 25, 30, 40 pounds, then you have to make a reasonable assumption as to, the reduction of dosage. Not that there's a danger, it just is, it's reasonable that enough, the product is very, very capable of working. The younger you are, the less likely that some of these systems have been shut down over time. And you could assume that the dose needed would be less.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, thanks so much for all the great information tonight. We really appreciate it.
I did want to add one final thing.
Great.
And this is really the most important thing maybe of all for me. And that's for people to understand why we do what we do. And every single one of these products that I make in some way was inspired, but none perhaps more so than this. You see, this product I created really for the AIDS community. I don't make judgments on people's lives. I don't tell people how to live. I don't try to play God. I think that we are told that we will be judged and, that we shouldn't judge each other. But I do try to love everybody equally. And I know that I'll be judged on whether or not I did that, whether or not I equally distributed my love. And I had an uncle, and he was gay, and he contracted AIDS. And I had to make a very difficult decision as to whether his lifestyle and whether his promiscuity and all of those things, whether they justified my sympathy and my caring. And I decided that they did, because regardless of the decisions he made, we all make mistakes and we all have bad judgments that we end up suffering from. And I believe that we all deserve a second chance and we all deserve love. So I went to my uncle and I asked for permission to give him nutritional supplements. And I found that his partner, who contracted AIDS 2 years after him, died 2 years before him. And I think the difference is that he embraced nutrition. He embraced healing. And he was much stronger than other people. And had that happened again now versus 20 years ago, we could have done so much better. And so in honor of my uncle Rocky, who was just a few years older than me, more like a brother than an uncle, in honor of him and in love for him, we created this product so that people who might be exposed to the most deadly, life-threatening, viruses that there are out there, that they would have some hope, that they would have, something that they could reach to. And I've been, a speaker at many conferences, international conferences on AIDS, etc. And it never hurt. Nothing hurts me more than that old saying that you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so, it's only when you're ready that these products work. They don't work unless you take them, but they're here for you. They're here for all of us. And it's not just these immune products. Take the time, go onto our website, and look how each and every product that we've formulated has purpose. And we never compromise, because the purpose is always to have helped somebody like somebody that we love. That's why these products exist.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, for all your inspiration and all that you do in your education and traveling and everything to make this world a better place. We all feel that and see that. So thank you very much.
Well, it's just, I may do a little bit, but we've got an amazing group of people. We have you, and we have everybody at work, and we have everybody listening on the phone now, and all the people who are at the events that we go to, and all the people that spend their days and their nights caring about other people. And I'm serious when I say this, the people who never get thanked. The people who are right now somewhere making a meal for somebody who's in their house, they're never going to get, thanked for that. Those are the heroes. So we do our part. That's all we do, is we do our part. But, the people who are out there every day, who can't escape from this burden of disease, that's who we fight for. You deserve better, and we want better for you.
Awesome. Well, we're running a little bit short on time, so thank you, everyone, so much for listening. If you like this information, it will be available again on our replay line starting on Friday at 212-461-8911. So call in at 212-461-8911. Starting sometime during the day on Friday, and it will run there for a week. We will also permanently archive each call or this call on our website at www.phporder.com. So if you like the information, please pass it along and share it. So again, thank you, everyone. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Amy, and good night to all, and God bless.
Bye-bye.